In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Every created soul who lives her nuptial covenant with God is called to perfection in love. In a particular way, the Christian soul is affected by its covenant with Christ through baptism, which is renewed in the Eucharist. But God demands it in a special way from the consecrated soul, who must live like a queen, spouse of the King, and constantly aspire to holiness. We are going to analyze some paths of sanctity. Saint Teresa of Avila, also known as Saint Teresa of Jesus, speaks to us about them in The Interior Castle, or The Mansions. Let's imagine a man who wishes to reach a distant city. He makes his preparations for the trip, and one fine day, he happily leaves his house, walking with his backpack on his back. Along the way, he is hungry, thirsty, cold, tired. Sometimes he stops because he is tired. Other days, he is sick and cannot walk. As he passes, he finds dead men rotting in the hot sun. And he goes on his way, some days quickly, others more slowly. One day, he finds a donkey and buys it and unloads his backpack on the donkey to go faster, but he keeps walking. Another day, he gets on the donkey so he can move faster. There comes a time when he sells his donkey and buys a cart with two horses. Now, he can go much more rested and even sleep well on the wagon. Suddenly, a great storm comes with lightning, thunder, and abundant rain. The horses are frightened, and he thinks he is lost in the darkness of the night. He suffers from hunger and cold. He does not see the way forward until the storm calms down, the sun rises again, and he continues to advance without stopping. Finally, he reaches a good road and buys a new car, with which he can advance at 75 miles per hour or 120 kilometers per hour. When everything seems to be going wonderfully, he has an accident and he is about to die. He feels alone. No one helps him. He is afraid and he can do nothing for himself. He feels anguished and resignedly awaits death. Then, when he is most depressed, someone comes to his aid and heals him and takes him to his airplane so that he can reach his destination more quickly, much sooner than he could have ever imagined. When he sees himself flying through the heights of the sky, he feels immensely happy and grateful. His mission has been accomplished. He is reaching the goal. Getting off the plane, he meets his family and friends, and with them begins a new life of joy and happiness. Now let's see where you are on your path to God. Are you dead on the road to mortal sin? Are you sick because of sins that take away your strength and prevent you from walking? Do you feel tired and defeated, wanting to turn back? Are you in good health and still walking day after night, although with difficulty because of the heavy backpack of your flaws and imperfections? In this case, you would be in the vocal prayer, the first level of prayer. When you buy the donkey and unload your backpack, it is as if you free yourself from many imperfections. You have the desire to be better every day and to advance further along the paths of God. You would already be in the second level of prayer or meditation. There comes a time when you get on your donkey and feel more rested and happy. Your prayer is easier. This is the third level, or affective prayer, full of love for God, saying words of love. Later, you buy the cart with two horses and begin your prayer of simplicity, or acquired contemplation, because everything comes down to looking and loving. You begin to enjoy some contemplative experiences. You sleep well, you feel good, when suddenly, everything changes. The storms fall on your body and on your soul, and you feel lost and abandoned by God. It is the night of the sense. But the sun appears, and you enjoy contemplation again. God takes over your soul and your faculties or powers, and you arrive at the prayer of stillness, which can be accompanied by supernatural experiences. After enjoying these experiences of the love of God for a while, the Lord raises you up to the prayer of union, which is an infused contemplation, in which the faculties or powers are captive or occupied in God. After this, you will enter the first phase of the night of the Spirit, before reaching the betrothal, rapture, or ecstatic union, referring to the sixth mansions. The day of your betrothal is as if you had bought a new car to travel on a good road at high speed. Everything looks like happiness and peace when suddenly you have an accident. Your car is destroyed and you are left in agony with no hope of reaching the finish line. You think you've been abandoned by everyone and you resign yourself to dying. At that moment, when you live in the depths of yourself, your own nothingness and impotence, in the depths of the night of the Spirit, Jesus comes in person and purifies you and takes you out of hell, in which you thought you were for forever. He takes you to his own airplane, and there, in the heights of divinity, you celebrate with him the spiritual marriage or the seventh mansions. He and you form a single thing on the plane, the love of the three. There is a transforming union, total and forever. In this new level of your spiritual life, living the life of the three in your heart, you will feel immensely happy, embraced, and surrounded by his infinite love. Until you reach the goal, finish your mortal race, and enjoy forever in heaven the fullness of God in the company of all the blessed. There, your family and friends were waiting for you to live in communion, common union, with them and all the saints and angels for all eternity. The spiritual life is a fascinating adventure into the depths of ourselves. We must enter that wonderful world, because there, in the center of our being, is God, the beloved husband, waiting for us. However, we must open the door to him. He is knocking and waiting for us to open it. He has made his abode in our hearts. We are temples of God, and we must be prepared to receive his visit, which will flood our entire being with peace. Let us be attentive to the surprises of the Holy Spirit, who is the life of our soul and the soul of our life. And let us be awake to open to the bridegroom as soon as he knocks on the door. May it not happen to us as to the wife of the Song of Songs, who loses her husband for not opening to him on time because she is too busy with other things. Her husband came looking for her at midnight and called, "Open to me, my sister, my beloved, my dove, my perfect one, for my head is wet with dew, my hair with the drops of night." She replies, "I have taken off my tunic. Am I to put it on again? I have washed my feet. Am I to dirty them again? Finally, I opened to my love, but he had turned and gone. My soul failed at his flight. I sought but could not find him. I called, but he did not answer." Song of Songs, chapter 5, verses 2 through 6. For this reason, it is so important not to miss the grace of God that can appear through some exercises, a few days of solitude, or through an unexpected person. St. Augustine of Hippo used to say, "I am afraid of God passing by." That is to say, I am afraid that if I let this occasion pass in which God offers me his grace, that grace will never be given to me again. Disregarding a grace from God is equivalent to going backwards on the path. Strive to love the Lord your God, love him with all your heart, and make your life a continuous prayer, a poem of love to your husband, Jesus. Let us now see the levels of prayer. Whatever your prayer is, so will be your level of union with the beloved. But keep in mind that even when you reach a certain level of prayer, you can receive the level of that prayer or the level of prayer prior to that level, depending on what is most convenient at a given moment. The vocal prayer is usually considered as the first level of prayer. Many Christians only read or recite memorized prayers without spontaneity, love, and perhaps without realizing what they are saying. In many cases, this reduces the entire relationship with God. A well-done vocal prayer can be your path to contemplation, and you can use it throughout your life, even in higher levels of prayer. Sometimes it will be your only possible prayer when you feel tired, distracted, or cannot concentrate. Continuously repeating a short phrase, slowly, with love, can be a beautiful prayer for you and can make all your activities become a prayer. Therefore, whenever there is a gap in your life, fill it with love. Repeat, for example, Jesus, Mary, I love you, save souls, when you are washing the dishes or any other things. In this way, sanctifying everything you do, you can make your life a continuous prayer. When your vocal prayer passes from your lips to your heart, it will become an affective prayer and can be the beginning of contemplation, especially when you pray the rosary with love and meditating on the mysteries and the divine office every day. Meditation is usually understood as reflection on some truths of our faith. But to be true prayer, there must be love. For this reason, the calm reading, without haste, can be a point of support for you to dialogue lovingly with the Lord. It is good that you read verses of sacred scripture or the Bible, and please make sure it is a Catholic Bible, and let the voice of God reach your heart. You must learn to listen to His voice, for which it is very important that you have an environment of silence, because meditation must take you from understanding to the heart. Your meditation should lead you to rethink the Word of God and its mysteries in your heart. It consists of speaking to God with the heart, with much love. To do this, you can use short vocal prayers, for example, ejaculatory prayers, such as, Jesus, Mary, I love you, save souls. Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you, save souls. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. You can also meditate on some point of what impresses you, and then leave your thoughts to love with your heart. You can also use some religious object, or song, or any other expression of love for God. The affective prayer is a spontaneous and loving communication with the Lord. Therefore, it is essential that you have time available and put your heart at rest. The prayer of simplicity, or acquired contemplation, is a prayer of simple gaze, to look and be looked at. There are no reflections or words, but love. In silence, you say to the Lord, I love you, and you feel a great peace. To get to this prayer, which is like a beginning of the contemplative prayer, you must make an effort at the beginning to concentrate, to focus, to fight against distractions. Your soul will not have to do anything and will receive everything from the Lord without effort. The prayer of infused contemplation and the prayer of stillness are two levels of passive prayer, the prayer that the Holy Spirit produces in us without any personal effort. From here, an adventure of love begins, which will have its nights, but which will progressively lead us to union with God. This prayer is like allowing yourself to be soaked in the love of God, living in His own heart. To achieve this, an environment of silence and solitude is needed. Silence and solitude are essential to reach contemplation. Spouses need to be alone, in silence, to live their love. Only in silence, the wife will be able to hear the husband, who tells her in the depths of her being, I love you. Contemplation is fundamentally a prayer of silent love in the center of the soul. It is the silence that prays, or the prayer of silence. It is news and divine love together. This is loving news without the soul using language, signs, or meditation as before. It is a loving lesson in God with peace of mind. In this prayer, you do not need to speak or to do your effort. You just have to listen. Let yourself be looked at, hugged, kissed, caressed. In a word, let yourself be loved by love. An hour of this loving silence will enrich you more than months of intense activity. The important thing is love, because it is not about thinking a lot, but to love a lot. Nothing is achieved from God if it is not for love. On the other hand, don't worry too much about the distractions of the imagination. Keep going. Imagination does not prevent your prayer, and you can have a good prayer as long as you have a lot of love and the distractions are not voluntary. When you come to this prayer, try to close your eyes and go inside yourself. Let yourself go and enjoy the love of God the Trinity, because from now on, the prayer focuses especially on the three, that is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Relax and tell Him that you love Him gently. Let yourself be invaded by His divine light. Hide with the three in the center of your soul and live on love. In the beginning, when you start in contemplative prayer, you must be very persevering. Your prayer time should never be less than an hour and in front of the Blessed Sacrament, either online live or in person, or you can use a crucifix or an image of Jesus. Little by little, the union will become easier, faster, and deeper. Also, the greater your purity of soul and body, the easier it will be for God to join you and fall in love with you. When you come to the prayer of stillness, you may have experiences like spiritual sleep, drunkenness of love. In this prayer, you must let the Holy Spirit take charge and direction of your soul. And do not forget that you have a great teacher of silence in our Mother, the Virgin Mary. You will always find Jesus in the house of Mary. She, guided by the Holy Spirit, lived the contemplative adventure until the intimate union with God from Nazareth to Calvary. She is the mother and model of all contemplatives. In the darkest moments of the night, she will be with you as a loving mother to guide you and carry you in her arms. Entrust your contemplative life to our Mother, the Virgin Mary, so she may lead you to full union with God. Saint Louis-Marie Grignion de Montfort said that one of the reasons why so few souls reach the fullness of love is because Mary is not sufficiently formed in their hearts. Whoever wants to have the fruit of life, Jesus Christ, must have the tree of life, which is the Virgin Mary. Whoever wants to have in himself the operation of the Holy Spirit, he must have his faithful and inseparable wife. The prayer of infused contemplation, the prayer of stillness, and the prayer of union are three successive stages of the same kind of contemplative prayer, each time deeper. The further one progresses, the union with God is realized with more frequency, duration, and intensity. For this reason, it is very important to dedicate extra time, apart from community prayer, in order to reach more easily and without indiscreet eyes the complete union in the depths of the soul. Sometimes, mystical graces are received as impetus, such as sores of love, wounds of love, divine touches. Most characteristic of this prayer is the union of our will with the will of God. It is a total abandonment and trust in the Beloved. The soul is well determined to do the will of the Bridegroom in everything, and the soul feels a joy and peace above all the joys of the earth, and above all the delights, and above all the satisfactions. Upon reaching this state of union with God, St. John of the Cross recommends us not to be distracted, because it is more precious before God and before the soul, a little bit of this pure love, and it does more good for the Church, although it seems that it does not do anything, than all the other works together. Great injury would be done to the soul and to the Church if even for a small space they wanted to occupy it with external or active things, even if they were of great wealth. Be aware here to those who are very active, that think to encircle the world with their preaching and exterior works, that it would please God much more if they spent even half of that time in being with God in prayer. They would do more and with less work helping 1,000 in prayer, because otherwise everything is hammering and doing little more than nothing, and sometimes nothing, and sometimes even damage. In this level of union, the soul dedicates himself with all his effort to the things that are of service to the spouse, even doing works externally belonging to the service of the beloved. And the soul does not mind suffering as much as necessary for love of the spouse, because now suffering is very tasty and fruitful for them. On the part of our sweet Jesus, he does not allow himself to be outdone in generosity, and falls more and more in love with the soul, and promises the soul that he will be his spouse, and calls the soul with compliments of love. Saint Teresa of Avila says that this state is like that of two lovers who frequently visit each other to get to know each other better in view of marriage. And the soul is so in love that it does what it can with its bearing so that this divine betrothal is not unsettled. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.